This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, it will come as news to nobody who's an even occasional listener to this program that this economy right now is real tough to read. And the latest confirmation of that came this morning in the form of the first peek at gross domestic product for the October to December quarter of 2022. You look real quick, a glance perhaps, or you listen to the headlines, and you see that on the one hand, it's pretty good. Annualized growth of 2.9% at the end of last year. But you look a little deeper and you see on the other hand, it's lower growth than we saw in the third quarter of last year. And there are some signs that parts of this economy are dragging. So, to get a sense of things while honoring that axiom of economics that there is always another hand, we sent two reporters off this morning to talk to the same economists and bring back two different stories of this economy. One of them good, one of them bad. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
I drew the positive spin on GDP straw in our news meeting this morning, and it's hard to get more positive than this.
You know, this is pretty good stuff. We get a very resilient set of growth numbers.
That's Joe Bruswellis at RSM Consulting.
For the overall year, the economy expanded at 2.1%, despite a very challenging growth picture, where an economy is absorbing the twin shocks of inflation and interest rates.
Those rising borrowing costs for mortgages and credit cards and business loans barely seem to have dented economic activity, says Megan Green at the Kroll Institute.
The headline figure surprised on the upside at 2.9% for the fourth quarter. It's just the details were a little bit more disappointing.
Okay, but wait for that. We'll get to the GDP disappointment beat in about 2 minutes. Back to the upside.
The good news is consumption was still fairly strong for both goods and services.
Spending by businesses also held up pretty well, says Andrew Hunter at Capital Economics.
Business investment overall increased 0.7% annualized in the context of the huge rise in interest rates we've had. That is reasonably encouraging.
One big boost to economic activity came from an increase in business inventories.
We saw inventories add essentially almost half the headline gain.
That's economist Sarah House at Wells Fargo.
Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, inventories are a little bit in the eye of the beholder.
Which brings us to the negative, glass-half-empty version of GDP. So I'm out of here. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Mitchell's out. Justin Ho's in. Same economists. Different economy. Here you go.
Let's start with the buildup in inventories that happened last quarter. Remember Joe Bruswellis at RSM? He says we shouldn't get too excited about that.
That makes sense. Ahead of the holidays, that's a one-time thing and not going to be replicable.
And while the inventory buildup could be a sign that businesses are feeling confident,
it could also mean that businesses have been caught off guard by the demand environment, and so they've had unintended inventory building.
That's Sarah House at Wells Fargo again. She says demand has been weakening. Another sign is that imports to the U.S. were down.
With imports falling, it's a sign that businesses have restocked their inventories sufficiently and that they see fading signs of consumer demand where they just don't need as much product.
And even though consumer spending did rise last quarter, more recent retail sales data found that spending fell in both November and December. Here's Andrew Hunter again at Capital Economics.
Although the quarter as a whole was okay, the degree of momentum and strength was fading as the quarter went on.
Consumer spending had been propped up by all the relief aid people got during the pandemic. But Megan Green at the Kroll Institute says people have been burning through their savings.
The question is, how long can they whittle that down before they run out? And I think they'll probably run out at some point this year.
Green says if consumer spending keeps falling, more companies might lay off workers. We asked Joe Bruswellis at RSM about whether he thinks the economy will enter a recession this year.
We think there's a 65% probability of a recession, most likely starting around mid-year. That means there's 35% probability that we won't.
Is that a good sign or a bad one? I guess it depends on what you think of those odds. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.